A whale of a ball game. Let's relive it. And Villanova, remember, was coming into this game after an awful offensive performance at home Saturday against Providence. They had 18 points in the first half in the loss to the Friars over the weekend. Tonight, they had 17, 8 minutes into the ball game. 3-point lead. They hit 6 of their first 9 shots. But Seton Hall stayed right with them to the end of the half before Nova closed it out with a nice possession.
It's down to 8 now. Gillespie with the dribble. Left corner Samuels spinning toward the baseline. Got inside. Shot up. Good. The reverse lay-in by Jermaine Samuels. And that will be the final point of the first half. Big time move from the captain along the baseline. And Villanova takes the 3-point lead to the locker room.
All right, 33-30. The Wildcats the lead on the road at the break. Both teams pretty good offensive stretches. Seton Hall, though, to start the second half. That wasn't the case while Nova had an opening spurt.
Justin Moore steps back, wants a three. That shot is no good, but the rebound for Cosby Roundtree. Bay wants a three, hit it, and the foul. Bay got a late foul from Powell, and he's got a chance at the rare 4-point play. Villanova's up by double digits.
One of the 13 made threes on the night for Jay Wright's squad. That the end of a 12-2 run to push that lead to double figures. And all that before the under-16 timeout. Now, Seton Hall would hit a couple of shots, but every time the Pirates did that, Villanova responded. So had at least a 2-possession lead all the way inside of 6 minutes. But the Pirates kept chipping away right there.
Seton Hall once again down 6. Here's Reynolds from the corner. Nails another 3. His 3rd 3-pointer from deep in the corner on the left side.
Villanova's got to find a way to get him off that spot. That left corner, Reynolds has owned it for the Pirates.
64-61, 5:05 left to play.
And that the first time he had a 1-possession game in more than 12 minutes of game action. But just like the rest of the half, Jay Wright's squad found an answer.
4:05 left to play as Gillespie puts it on his hip and directs some traffic just inside half court. Crossover dribble, throw to the far side. 3-pointer up and good for Justin Moore. The freshman's got 19 and another big shot.
A big ball game from Moore and great patience that time from Villanova to find the shooter.
Moore hit 5 of 8 from beyond the arc, and Villanova would push the lead back to 8 and still lead by 7 inside of a minute to go. And if they could have hit any free throws, game would have been over. But in the final 30 seconds, Colin Gillespie missed a pair. Sadiq Bey missed a pair. Seton Hall hit some buckets. Now, Miles Powell had a 3-pointer to tie with 8 seconds to go, but he had a rough night shooting and missed that. It was 5 of 18 from the floor. But there was a foul called on Villanova during the attempt to rebound, which allowed Seton Hall to get within a point on a pair of made free throws. Nova able to inbound, found Jermaine Samuels. He missed the first free throw for Villanova, but he hit the second. So yet another chance for the Pirates in what we've become the sprint call of the game.
Seton Hall will get it in. McKnight's got the basketball. Cross half court. 2 seconds to go. Driving. Kick to the corner. 3-pointer up. It is no good. No good. Miles Kale missed from deep in the corner. And Villanova has held on for a 79-77 win. What a ball game here in Newark tonight. And Villanova stays alive for a chance at the top spot in the Big East, denying Seton Hall the outright Big East championship in their final home game.
And that's the call of the game, sponsored by Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store to find out how you can get $100 just for switching. Get a network built for unlimited and save big at Sprint. Hurry in now through Sunday, March 8th to learn more. And all that's still there. The outright title still a possibility for Seton Hall. But they have to now win in Omaha this weekend because Creighton dismantled Georgetown tonight as well. So not only can Villanova share the Big East title for the 6th time in 7 years, but the Blue Jays can win a Big East title for the first time since joining the league in 2014.